With 90.3 KEDM, I'm Bob Lennox. Karen and Richard Kirkham with Bulla Designs of Shutrent are this year's recipients of the Louisiana Economic Development Small Business Innovation Award. Karen joins me by phone to share about the business's work and the recent award. Karen, how did you come up with the idea of the jewelry and accessories made from used bullets?
I would wholesale some jewelry, different type of jewelry, and my husband would make bullet key rings. And one day we saw where someone had cut a bullet, and it just came together.
How did you begin your business model? What were some of the first steps in putting this into a business?
Well, we're mainly an online business. We had to establish an online reputation, and it was by selling the bullet key rings and the wholesale and the other jewelry. So that was the first step, you know, getting a good reputation.
How long have you been in operation now?
Officially 4 years, but we formally organized in March 2010. We started about a year before that.
How do you collect the used bullets that you use in the jewelry and the different accessories that you have?
We have suppliers across the nation that pick up the spent casings from ranges where policemen have fired practicing, and a lot of them come from ranges.
Has someone actually ever brought in used bullets with their own design in mind and ask you to perhaps do some type of customized work?
Oh, absolutely. We do that quite a lot.
What are some of the examples of that?
I know that our bullet cufflinks are really popular for weddings. One of the groomsmen, they went shooting for their bachelor party, and they collected those shells and got them to us real quick, and we made cufflinks and they wore them at the wedding. And another thing we see a lot is people who've killed their first deer will use their bullet to make some jewelry, or, you know, for guys or girls, either one. Another thing we see a lot is where individuals have lost a loved one and they have the salute during a funeral. And
right. So
they collect those bullets. So they're always, the family's always given those bullets. And we make a lot of jewelry with those because they're real special, something that they can keep near them and have on them a daily basis they remember their loved one by.
Is it a very difficult process in taking these used bullets and being able to create these new products with them?
It was at first, but through the years, we've got it down pretty good now. My husband is really good at, I guess I got the jewelry part and the creating that, but he's good on the other end in getting the bullets ready for us. And we have some really wonderful employees, too.
There are certainly some unique designs, and of course, that being recognized in the Innovation Award by the LED. What comments did they have in citing your company for that award?
Just something different. You know, it's something that they hadn't seen before. Just a recycled product, too. That's a plus.
Your reaction in receiving that award this year?
We were all just thrilled. We were very honored.
Well, Karen, where do you see this business going? Where do you see yourself 5 years down the road?
I see us on a national level. We're heading in that direction. We've had some things happen recently that I feel like are going to have a big impact on our business. We recently signed a license agreement with Winchester this last week. So now we're officially licensed by Winchester. We're the only company, they've never had a jewelry line before. Hopefully you'll see us in major retailers here. So.
Well, Karen, along with her husband, Richard Kirkham, of Bullet Designs and Shutrent, the LED Small Business Innovation Award. Again, Karen, congratulations and a well-recognized honor.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.